Another key part of mental programming is positive visualization. This involves your feeding your mind with a continuous stream of positive images that are consistent with the person you want to be and the life you want to live. All improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures. If you talk to unhappy people and ask them what they think about most of the time, you won't be surprised to find out that they think about their problems, their bills, their negative relationships, and all the setbacks and obstacles in their lives. But when you talk to successful, happy people, you find that they spend most of their time thinking about the things that they want to be and have and do. Your mental pictures are like your affirmations. They are accepted by your subconscious mind as commands, and your subconscious mind goes to work to bring them into your reality. The problem with most people is that in the morning they think about how much money they want to earn. In the afternoon they think about their financial problems. In the evening they go home and worry about their bills. They keep sending their minds a series of conflicting and contradictory messages, like giving a taxi driver different instructions at every corner. They never get anywhere. Remember, luck requires your fully activating the law of attraction and drawing into your life from all directions people and circumstances that can help you to move ahead faster. By thinking about what you want and keeping your mind off of what you don't want, you tend to be luckier and luckier in everything you attempt. Over the years, I found it very helpful to buy magazines full of pictures of the things that I've wanted in my life. When my wife and I were talking about the kind of house we wanted to live in, we bought every magazine that described beautiful homes. We went out on the weekends and visited beautiful homes in expensive neighborhoods, walking through them in open houses from one end to the other and thinking about the various features that we liked. We went for walks and continually discussed what our dream house would look like. We made very careful lists and gave a lot of consideration to our needs, both in the present and in the future. And it will come as no surprise to you that it wasn't very long before we found a house that was perfect for us in every respect. And it wasn't luck. Perhaps the most important ingredient that you can add to the process of affirmation and visualization is the constant emotionalization of your words and mental pictures. The luck formula says that thought times emotion equals reality. This means that the more that you can emotionalize a goal, an affirmation, or a picture, the more energy that command has and the more rapidly it is acted upon by your subconscious mind. When you have an intense, burning desire for achievement of any kind, you seem to generate a feeling of excitement and enthusiasm that drives you forward and over any obstacles in your way. The more you really want something, and the more you affirm and visualize it from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind, the more energy and power you have. All kinds of good things begin to happen to you that other people describe as luck.